Welcome back, everyone, to another beautiful, wonderful Xamarin.net community stand-up. I'm James Montemagno. How's it going, everybody? Who do we got on the line? I don't know how to open these things anymore. I've given up. I don't know what to do. Is it a podcast? Is it a video show? What is this? I don't know what's happening anymore.
Everybody wants in. We all want to be here.
I want to be here. Well, if you're brand new to the .NET community stand-ups, we do these puppies twice a week, ASP.NET on Tuesdays, and all sorts of different great workloads on Thursdays. Xamarin, desktop, tooling with Visual Studio, languages and runtime. I'm James Montemagno, I'm a PM on the Xamarin team. I have some of my best friends in the entire world with me. I'll let them introduce themselves. So let's go, I don't know what you see. I'll go left to right and you guys can figure it out from there.
Well, I'm looking at the screen, so I think I'm on the far left. So I'm David Ortnow, program manager with Mobile Dev Tools, focused on the Xamarin mobile SDKs, especially Xamarin Forms, but of course iOS, Android, and components. And in Boston.
Hi, I'm Maddie Legere. I am a PM on Xamarin and Xamarin Forms tooling. Teams is bouncing back and giving away my surprise, which is my best friend in the world, special guest Alex Corrado.
Hi, I'm Alex Corrado, and I am the dev lead on Xamarin's upcoming hot reload feature for Xamarin Forms XAML.
My favorite feature is this Teams feature that you'll start to talk, Alex, and then it's like, I don't know if he's talking. Okay, now we're over here.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting stand-up with the way the cameras, both Teams wants to shift and that camera in the room. It's going to be bonkers.
That's amazing. Yeah, and also, Alex, you've been on the Xamarin show before. You did a bunch of stuff on the iOS designer. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself, a little bit more? Let's see if the camera moves back to you. I'm so interested how this works.
That's right. So I also work on the iOS designer, our storyboard and zip designer, and also a bit on our remoted simulator for iOS. So I work on a few things, but I'm really excited about a hot reload and to talk to you guys about that today. Super stoked.
Perfect. Very cool. I love that the camera worked. Perfect. Next time, Maddie, webcam, single webcam, far back. Well, I'm there next week. We're gonna make a streaming room. Is it?
I know.
Can you zoom it out?
One webcam as far back as it goes in this room. It's on the opposite side of the focus room.
There it is. That's great. Yeah, Alex, you guys gotta get uncomfortably close to fit. And it's also the Teams thing, right?
Yeah.
Great.
All right, wait. Technology. We'll slide this way. Slide this way a little bit.
Okay. There you go. Slide to the. You're left. Well, everybody's right.
Out anyway, so it's fine. Do some community links.
That's great. We're streaming on the .NET Foundation YouTube, the Xamarin YouTube. So a lot of people in the chat, Davish, Carlos, Jaime, Luis, William, John's in there. I decided to stream everywhere because we use restream.io. And I'm just like, yes, all the streams. So we're trying to chat. We're monitoring the chat room nonstop. So we will answer your questions, but welcome everyone to the chat and to the Twitch, everything like that. I like to see some of the emotes from my stream as well. Thank you, Luis. Appreciate that. And we do a few things on the stand-up. So we love to go over great community contributions that are happening across the globe. So not only with individuals blogging out there, which is really awesome to see, but also great pull requests and issues that have come up on our open source projects. And then after that, we're going to pass it off to Alex to talk about all the great new hot reload stuff that's happening in the world of Xamarin Forms. So Maddie, do you want to cover the community blog posts? Do you know how to?
I do.
All right. We're going to see how this works.
I'm excited. We have a bunch, as always. I always say we have a bunch of blog posts, and then we really have a bunch. So screen one should be good, right? Yeah.
Sure.
And they're both sharing a computer.
Exactly
today. Sharing is caring.
Oh, no, my face just went away. Okay, it's back. Great. So we don't have a URL list for you folks today. We're going to get it up after. But all of the links, you know, just you'll be able to see them up here and then check Twitter or wherever we're going to post it after to go through and click through all of them. So the first thing I want to talk about is the amazing Xamarin Developer Summit that happened almost a month ago, which is really scary. It's already August in Houston, Texas. And if you haven't heard of it or you didn't get the chance to go, it was actually completely community driven. So Dan Siegel and Claudio Sanchez from Avante Point and Megsoft and David Ortnow dared Dan to make a conference, and he did. So
you got to be careful what you say to people. Sometimes they just go do it, right?
Right, exactly. But it was completely community driven. There was a whole team, so it wasn't just those two. I mean, there were probably like 20 or 30 people who ended up helping out with it, and it was incredible. It was 2 days, so nonstop action packed. There were 3 talks simultaneously, both days from like 8 to 5 or something crazy. And there were live streams, so they're all in this article on the Xamarin blog. Oh, you don't have the scroll the same way that my scroll is.
Oh, so, no.
I'm very confused.
Unacceptable. And the doc is huge. We gotta talk.
We're screwed. So what I did here is I summarized the keynote for all of you, so you don't have to watch the both our keynotes, although you should because they were great. You might see some familiar faces. And there were a bunch of announcements. So James had taken everyone through all the stuff we're doing to make Xamarin still 100% native, 100% optimized, what you expect. And then David talked about how we're making everything cross-platform. And then I talked about some amazing features we were working on, and we announced Hot Reload, which we'll talk plenty about later, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it yet. And then on the second day, Donovan Brown came up and talked a lot about how you can make your mobile DevOps not a complete disaster with App Center and Azure DevOps, it was a fantastic talk. So definitely go watch those. The links to the live streams are all at the bottom. Some of the presentation speakers were nice enough to upload on the Xamarin Developer Summit GitHub, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and we're going to be working. So all of the Microsoft tracks are up there. They're in this blog post on the Xamarin Dev blog. And then also, we have all of the other ones, too, from the conference. Now, those will come out in like a month or two. We have a lot of editing to do and a lot of things to roll out and things like that. But they will be coming at some point. So definitely subscribe to the Xamarin Developers YouTube.
Yes, very exciting. Cool. Okay, so that's the first one. Let's hop over into, I'm actually going to change the order of this a little bit. Another thing that's going on is Xamarin UI July. So we talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the month and the July community stand up, but I want to bring it up again. I don't know why your formatting goes. Let me refresh this. Is this Edge's fault? No, much better. Okay. So this is Stephen Thewissen's idea. It copies from Luis Matos's Xamarin month in February. And basically there's a blog post every day for amazing UIs in Xamarin. So you can go and look at all 31 blog posts, 31, and check them out. We have a bunch highlighted today, but it's right on Stephen's blog. Definitely take a look. Lots of familiar faces and also lots of new faces too, which was really cool. So,
and they're doing a live stream later today, aren't they? I think to kind of recap these.
Yeah, they are.
I didn't know that.
We'll tweet it out. We'll all tweet it out. We'll retweet.
Tweet it. Sweet. Okay. So next we have a blog from Denny. Denny has an awesome blog. It's all about accessible development, which I think is something we don't talk about enough at all. And Denny had gone and used Hot Reload as part of the private preview, which we also have details coming for. And wrote this really nice blog. This is pretty much bragging about all the great work that Alex did and the whole XAML Hot Reload team. But how how Denny used Hot Reload and the things that he did to make his app more accessible. So yes, and Denny also became an MVP today. Thanks, Luce. That's super exciting. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So super great. And this is the best part, David. Used Shell and Visual. Some fantastic Xamarin Forms features with Hot Reload because it's great. So definitely check out Denny's blog. All of his posts are awesome, but this one in particular. So back to Xamarin. Oh my gosh, all of these are weird formatting. This one's good. Okay. This is Kim Philpotts, who I know we have highlighted before because Kim is amazing with UI and especially Skia stuff. And Kim did, I keep scrolling the wrong way. This, for the Xamarin Forms UI Challenge, is his series that he does with these. Day versus night mode in this really pretty app. And so a lot of this is Skia. So if you're new to Skia or just looking for how you can like stretch the limits with it, this is a great blog to look at. This slider, he shows you how to do this, which was really cool and very challenging. But it actually wasn't as hard as you'd think it was. It's just, as always, right here in his code. Cool. Super simple. Yeah. So the background and like the animations and the clip path to make it like a little triangle looking thing, all this great stuff. And then handling the actual user input of it. So it's super cool. I'm actually copy pastaing this for, I don't even know what I'm working on. Something about choosing where we're going to eat dinner. But I wanted my like roulette wheel to have something that looked like that. So very cool, very great samples, and Kim does these all the time. So really good to look at. This is Rendy's ex-Uber Uber clone. So this came out, I think, like the day of the last community stand-up. So we had mentioned some of the things that Rendy did previously in this series. So like dropping the pin and making the path. But this one's actually building the whole clone. And it's actually not as long of an article as I thought it was going to be. It was surprisingly not difficult to build Uber in Xamarin Forms. So super exciting. You got your flyouts. You got your circle images, James, shout out. All the different nice animations and fade-ins and all of that stuff. So definitely check this one out. Zamboy.com. Fantastic. Lots of UI stuff and cool tips like this. So, and you can see all the other Google Maps articles down at the bottom of Rendy's blog. Sweet. Ooh, this one's cool. Rapid prototyping with Xamarin Forms 4. So this was a clone of the Google Play app and its shell. Super exciting. And basically, this is Alejandro, and he takes us through like going through and setting up the shell to look like what you're going to want it to look like for Google Play. And then doing collection view, very exciting, which if you haven't heard of that, that's the new, more performant list view alternative that we're coming out with in one of the upcoming Xamarin Forms releases. I'm sure David will have something to say about it, so I'm not going to steal his thunder. And this is something I never see with shell stuff yet, which is super exciting, but it works really well, is the search handler with shell. Mm-hmm. So helping you search through like a lot of data in a really nice and easy way. And it's a really good looking clone. Mm-hmm. Of course, all on GitHub. Fantastic. All right, next we have Almir. More collection view stuff. So this is another Xamarin UI July. Anything with this little badge on it, it'll let you know. But it's kind of a deep dive in a collection view, what you can do with it, how it's, you know, like setting the flag because it's experimental. It is on if you're using shell, so you can go ahead and use it. And then all your different like lists and grids that you can do with collection view. So something I learned about collection view a couple weeks ago is that you can do two side-by-side list views, which he shows you how to do here, way down here. So it looks like a grid, but it's actually just a side-by-side collection view, and it deals with your data for you, so you don't have to do any weird like indexing or anything, which is really hard. Mm-hmm. Fancy. So... the Wi-Fi cut out for just a second there, so I just heard Dave go,
It sounded like I'm trying not to say too much, but, you know, I get so excited when I see things like this. So we also have some prototypes that we're building out for, not prototypes, but some examples we're building out for collection view in general, and one of them is a staggered list, so I'm excited to see that one come together. It's quite easy to do on Android. Whole different story, I think, on iOS. So it's coming along, and it's a good example of how you can write your own custom layouts for collection view.
That's awesome.
And we'll be documenting that further and providing samples. But
love it. Very exciting. Cool. All right. Next, we have Martin. And this is another math-themed one. We've had a lot of map stuff lately, which is cool. And it's highlighting – jeez. I'm sorry, Martin. I love you, but I'm not going to get your notifications. another UI, Xamarin UI July one, and this one is highlighting countries on a map using GeoJSON. So I don't know if you ever played Sporkle, the quizzes where you like typed in all the country names and it like filled, you had to guess all 195 countries or whatever, but this reminded me so much of that quiz. and it's actually like pretty simple XAML code that he wrote up, and then the highlighting is just a couple stuff going on in the back end, couple things. And then you got to get in your custom renderers, which he shows you how to do for UWP, Android, and iOS. And it's not a ton of code, like 80 lines or so. And then the logic talks you through the whole thing. And in the end, you get the sample app and the full source code and all the summary. You can buy him a coffee. Love those links. So definitely check this one out if you're trying to do any of this like map highlighting. All custom renderers, like the custom renderers were just easy to read through if you want to get an idea of how they work if you're new to those too. Definitely check this one. Okay, five more. We're flying. I want to save enough time for Hot Reload, you know? Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one, and I have seen our lovely friend here in the chat. Hi. Printing PDFs and images with Xamarin Forms. So going ahead and actually using a printer with Xamarin and hooking into the like native print services on phones to make this happen. So, James, this isn't part of Essentials yet, is it?
Nope.
Good.
Could make a pull request.
I know. The work has been done for you. Just saying. PR it up. That'd be great.
We love PR.
And it takes you through the print services for iOS, for Android. This one's iOS. And that's it. And of course, the code is well architected. So you got your interface, you got your service, and then some plugins by this guy I've never heard of, James something or other. So.
And I think those are all now baked into Essentials, right? Current activity, media, and permissions?
Not yet.
Some of them?
Well, current activity is technically inside of it, but we don't expose it currently. Current activity is like it's something that we've thought about opening up it, but it's really only an Android API. So
true.
It's a tricky one in general, and it's good for a few things. Like permissions is baked in for like if you use an API that calls permissions, then yes, but we don't give you granular control over it necessarily. Mm-hmm. So you can't be like, oh, request a permission manually. That is coming though. We're gonna make that happen.
Okay.
I just had to completely re-architect my permissions plugin to make it linker safe, which I did a whole blog post on, which was really crazy. So all that work that I just did will come over into Essentials, which is really fun. And yeah, current activity, I'm sure you could do some swizzling to get access to this stuff, but I'll talk to John Dick about maybe opening that one up. It's more for like library creators. It's nice. And I don't know, does Forms used to have the context, but they got rid of the current context, I guess, in the Android thing, didn't they?
I think it's still there.
I think it's still there, but it's like deprecated technically.
Could be. Yeah, we don't usually completely remove anything.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Sometimes we do.
don't open the floodgates.
I know. As soon as I say make a statement like that, I'm looking at the chat waiting for somebody to be like, well, that one time you removed that one thing. It's like, oh man, I'm sorry.
All right.
Human flesh.
Next. This one, if you haven't heard about this yet and you do Xamarin Mac apps, you need to pay attention for a sec. So David wrote a blog post about this.
No, I didn't. I didn't write this blog post. Here's what happened. Chris Hammonds, the engineering lead, wrote the blog post, and we co-authored it. But the plugin that was allowing us to show two authors on the blog post it was a problem. It was slowing down the blog. So we removed it, and my name stayed on there. So I get credit for it, but I didn't write really. I mean, this is Chris. So I don't want to take credit for something I didn't fully do here.
Good. And I know we talked about this a little bit on the last community stand-up, so you can also watch that video to see it out of Chris's mouth. so it can prove to you that David didn't write any of this. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But Damien actually went and started that blog and then found a GitHub issue that he found was useful and then some more documentation and stuff to help you actually, like, step-by-step get through this notarization process, get it done quickly, and learn from his journey trying to do that to his Xamarin Mac app or apps. So super easy, lots of screenshots, which I always need. Just follow it through and you'll be good to go. Everyone will still be able to use your apps. Nobody's going to get mad. Apple isn't going to kick you out of the store. So great blog. I also love, I don't know if anyone's noticed this, it's Damien.fyi. I love that. I didn't know that was a thing until I stumbled upon his blog. So.
That is cool. Yeah, he's got a whole suite of apps, if I recall, that are all Alexa based. So he's got a Tizen watch, an Apple watch, a bunch of other ones, if I recall. And he has really long hair now. It's not as short as it is in that picture. I always love meeting people in person, right? At events, right. Xam Dev Summit and stuff like that. And it's like, wait a second.
Wait a second. Cool. Okay. Next. Ooh. So this one's on the Couchbase blog, very fancy, but it's using, this is by Rob, who I saw on Twitter when he came out with the GIF of this, and it looked super cool. So then he decided to do a walkthrough of it. So it's like, if anyone played, what was that game called? The draw game, where you drew something. It was like Pictionary with your friends.
Draw something. Mm-hmm.
Draw something. Oh, that's what it's called.
It was like draw something.
Like draw something.
Anyways, it's just like that, except it's using Couchbase. So I don't know if it used Couchbase in the first place, but it did. So it's a walkthrough. He does this great dinosaur drawing. It looks like the Legoland Loch Ness Monster in Disney World. But yes, the going through, using Skia for it, a little bit about how Couchbase Mobile works, a picture of Rick from Rick and Morty, and then the sample code for all this app, which is fantastic. So then a whole bunch of things he'll do to continue to post and add in things like peer-to-peer replication and stuff with Couchbase. Yeah. All right, then. Michael Ridland, who I had the pleasure of meeting at Xamarin Developer Summit, wrote this blog that was a clone of Air New Zealand. So I was really heavily focused on animations, which is super cool. And you can see like the transition between the two pages of the flight or destinations and whatnot is really clean and just makes the app look really nice and fast. So he goes through the architecture of kind of the app he's trying to build and the replication. You have these beautiful circle images. I don't think he uses your plugin here, though, James. Sorry. Okay. And of course,
I did a whole blog post on how not to use mine.
I saw that. That was a really good blog, too. I should have put that in here. So this is a super short blog post, too. So it's a quick and dirty, like, you know, make your airline clones because they look really nice all the time. Finally, speaking of all this beautiful UI thing that we've been talking about, Stephen Thewissen, who we talked about right at the beginning, who's heading up the Xamarin UI July initiative, wrote this guest post about snippets.dev, which I talk about all the time because it's amazing. And it is the UI collection of amazing Xamarin Forms UIs. So you just upload your app. Maybe it's abstracted out, so it's just like, you know, explicitly code and no functionality, or just a clone of something you're already building. Go ahead, put it on the snippets website, and then you get this nice little badge. Super cool.
Anyways, I just emailed Steven today and I said, hey, what if we do a snippets community challenge where we give away Xamarin stickers and maybe snippets stickers for it? So that might be coming soon. So stay close to we have a few community upcoming challenges I'm really excited for in the works. Some stuff around the new Android stuff that we've been doing. I was thinking this would be cool. So you're in the chat room and you're like, whoa, that would be really cool because I would love some snippet and Xamarin stickers. Give a thumbs up and then we'll make that happen. Sending stickers around the globe, really easy. Sending anything other than stickers around the globe, really difficult. That's what I'm finding.
Yeah.
A lot of returns.
Very true.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the blogs. I try not to take too much time today. I know I can talk forever because they're all really exciting. So definitely, if you have blogs for next month, tweet me, put them on comments on the videos. We'll take a look. We collect them throughout the month, so let me know. All right, David, your turn.
Oop. All right. Sharing the pull requests. Can you see me? You got me?
Yeah, zoom in a little bit for us, though. Yeah.
All right, let me go. How's that?
Amazing.
Looks okay. Great.
So I wanted to start off with the Mac iOS contribution. So this is everything that is Xcode 11 and iOS 13. And you know, this is a lot of work at the low level binding level from our core team, where they are making sure that they expose all the different SDK APIs for doing iOS, iPad OS, which is really just iOS, and as well as Mac OS, and then some of the other frameworks.
Wait,
we have
iPad OS support? Wait, what's that?
Also known as iOS. Oh, hey, look, this little thing is in the way. Sorry, I'm just noticing that little box is in the corner. Whatever. I wanted just to kind of call out in bulk that we have had a lot of community contributions here, which is amazing, and even to the point where some of these whole frameworks were bound and submitted by, for example, Jonathan Conti here, software engineer student at EPSI in France. So the French are getting involved here, and I know that the team was very excited to see these pull requests. You can see they've been merged. So thank you very much for that, and to everybody who submitted both Xcode 11 binding updates as well as some of the fixes and the bug fixes. Yeah, the fixes and the bug fixes.
I didn't realize that we have that community tag. I'm going into Xamarin Essentials right now and I'm adding this community tag because that's going to make it so much easier to figure out, like,
yes,
you know, all the community pull requests. That's awesome.
Yeah, I would like to get the other teams to adopt this as well, because when it does come my turn to, you know, sift through, especially with the Xamarin Forms repository, there are hundreds every month, and to go through them and see what was a community versus what was from the team, you know, it could take some time. All right, I wanted to feature this one from Andre, who is the well-known now, I think, author of a Hot Reload plugin. Of course, we're going to be talking about XAML Hot Reload today, but you may know Andre from that, as well as CardView and several other nice plugins that a lot of people are using now. So this is a contribution for macOS to include the bar title. So I wanted to primarily feature this one because a lot of times I get asked, where's macOS? What's the Xamarin Forms story there? Is it supported? Is it still in preview, et cetera? And, you know, that whole preview label with the, especially the desktop platforms, gets a little fuzzy and hard to just kind of say this is exactly where the quality of it stands, primarily because some of these things are community contributed, like the WPF backend and the GDK backend for Xamarin Forms. So you can get to a lot of places with Xamarin Forms, but the core team focuses on iOS and Android and then UWP. So kind of in that order, in terms of what's most useful to you, it's really driven by you and what you need from us. So, but, you know, we are very welcome and very open to taking macOS and other contributions to all the platforms that are part of Xamarin Forms. So please keep those coming.
And don't forget, David, I also shipped my very first macOS app powered by Xamarin Forms about a month ago. So just saying, anything is possible.
It is possible. And I just opened it, but you can't see it because I'm only sharing my browser. Yeah, I use it with all of my Twitch streaming.
Is that really it? You actually have it installed?
I do, absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You see the gray box screen?
I do see a gray box.
Ridiculous the way that Teams does that.
That's cool.
Gray box action. How strange. Okay. So that is macOS. And then we've got a series of PRs here from the other Andre, Nitescu. And he's been doing quite a bit of work in the bindables area. So this is fixed bindings. It's a bug fix for bindings to nullable types. So of course, this is a C# 8 thing, right? Where you now have nullable types. And so you might be wanting to bind something that takes advantage of that. And so this addresses that concern. In addition to that, we have a nullable date picker, which has been opened. Some conversation and some reviews are happening on this one right now. So if you want to go take a look at it and add your 2 cents, please do. If not, just to give it a nice thumbs up and tell him how much you appreciate it. I know from the recent survey that I did, I think I'm becoming known for doing surveys, but I do love to get as much customer data and knowledge of what you're doing on a regular basis so that it informs our decisions. But one of the top features that people asked for in a survey about 3 weeks ago was for nullable pickers of all variety, whether it's a time picker or a straight up picker or a date picker. So, hey, this is coming. You can now do nullable pickers, or you will be able to do in the near future. Let's see here, from Adrian Knight, longtime contributor, one of our favorites, and he's added the ability to show modal prompts. So we've got a couple of just screenshots.
Whoa.
So of course, this is your typical display alert, right? But now you can take input. Pretty sweet, right?
I'm so excited. Yes.
Very, very convenient. And I do know that from the most current All Up survey that many of you make use of modals, pop-ups, and popovers. And so we will look into what we can do to better support those scenarios. That seems to be a pretty big one that we should fill for Xamarin Forms. Although there are some great community plugins out there today to solve those needs. So that's always a bit tricky when you have such really good plugins out there that already solve the need. Do we actually turn our effort into building something into Xamarin Forms? when something is already doing that. So it's a conversation to be had, but I do know that for a lot of you, when you do need to get through regulations or approvals, knowing that everything is inside the box makes that whole process easier. You don't have to explain where code came from that way. All right. Autofocus next view from entry. So this is from Joe. I always say, yeah, it is Joe. Good. Sometimes I'm like, oh, wait, did I say the name right? Joe Mankey from North Dakota? South Dakota. Sounds wrong. But yeah, this is the situation where you've got the keyboard up and it has the next button for the done return type. And you want to be able to hit that next and have it immediately go to the next field, set the focus properly and all that. That's what this PR is all about. So this is for iOS, Android, and UWP. And you can take advantage of that. Some of these are, you know, great PRs, maybe not headliners, but very useful. I mean, this is something that you're going to use on just about any longer form, right? So I want to make sure that we highlight these things so that you know that they're available to you. Of course, they'll be highlighted in documentation and in samples as well. All right, UWP collection view selection mode. So I know that you know, Maddie, you showed several of those blog posts that featured the collection view. It is still in preview at this point. We're working on getting to feature parity between iOS and Android before we ship that initially. So we're focusing on that as our initial first release. UWP has fairly good support, but it's not at feature parity. So we're looking at still considering that to be in a preview status when we do ship the iOS and Android, because they will be ready in advance. So we don't want to hold things back and keep things out of your hands. We want to make sure that that's available to you. But in the meantime, we're very grateful that we have community contributions like this all the way from China to add functionality for the UWP side of things. So this is for selection modes, single, multiple selection modes. You can see that several people had already run into this issue because it resolves several issues for us. Yeah. Awesome. I'm really excited about Collection View. It's going to be super useful. I'm using it everywhere at this point. I'm going to be spending some time later today on Twitch using the Collection View. All right. Scroll bar visibility. This is something I ran into when I was starting to use the collection view, is I wanted to hide the scroll bars. And that's something that you can do on all of our other scrollable views. It just hadn't been implemented yet on collection view. It was on the list, but Ravi here, Ravinder, beat us to it. So he implemented that for us. So now you can do horizontal and vertical scroll bar visibility on your collection view as you need to meet your UI needs. So there you go. Very nice. I love seeing these contributions, even to things that are still baking and still basically in a preview status. This is this has to be the true definition of open source, or one of the most. Ravinder was not done. He had another contribution for us. So you may have seen in, I think it was 4.0, we introduced the option for using WK WebView as opposed to UI WebView, because that's what the Apple documentation is recommending. They're pushing everybody to this new implementation. WK, I believe, stands for WebKit. So what this one does is it opens up the constructor for you to be able to pass in this configuration object. And that configuration object enables doing things, and I've got the documentation here, things such as how to treat media playback within that web view. Should it play by default? Should it be picture-in-picture? As well as how should things load? How should things scale within that web view? So if you need to have that additional configuration when you're doing a web view within Xamarin Forms, specifically for iOS, then you can take advantage of this. And you could probably do all of this. Well, I guess if you go look, I haven't tested this, obviously, but it has been merged. Let me go look at his PR real quick. No, it just adds the additional constructor there. So you can get into that in the in a custom renderer and just extend the WK WebView renderer and take advantage of that that parameter. Cool. And then one more here to wrap this up. And then we can get on to Alex. So I've always known you could do vertical text alignment in labels, and certainly you have the option to do horizontal alignment in different places. But when it comes to text inside of entry search bar and entry cells, you didn't have that option for vertical. So if you've ever tried to do whether it's base aligning or center aligning or any of that sort of thing, it can be a real hassle. And I think we've even had some Twitter conversations about how you can have so many near misses with your alignment of your label and your entry and things like that. So this will be a big help. Also from Andre Natescu. So now you have the option of vertical alignment on all of those. Of course, that's going to be probably a start, middle, and an end, that sort of thing. So excited to see these. These were only 10 of the PRs of literally hundreds across all the Xamarin repositories. So if you didn't see something that meets the need of what you have right now, I highly recommend you go check out the GitHub for that particular product and see if it's in the works. And if it's not in the works, ask for it. And if it hasn't been asked for yet, or you want to contribute it, hey, let's take that contribution. I know that the forms team in particular is working on some new guides updated to be able to help everybody make their first time contributions. I know we've highlighted this before. I think it's a great story, but Gerald, who is now part of the Xamarin Forms team, started out doing his first contribution just a little bit over a year ago as part of a community effort and with the help of other community members. So we'd love to see the community rallying around each other, helping your fellow developers. Send us some PRs. I know that I say that all the time. We love working with you. How do I unshare this thing?
I also want to call out real quick. We do have a brand new code samples browser on docs.microsoft.com. I'm going to drop the link right now. But if contributing still isn't your thing, but you're looking to get interested in other parts of Xamarin or expanding your Xamarin skills, brand new browser. It has all of our code samples across Xamarin and a bunch of other products, Microsoft development tools and frameworks and all that great stuff.
Let's see. And Maddie, you have frozen completely on the screen.
Oh. Oh no.
Maybe turn off the webcam, turn it back on.
Yeah. Oh no. Okay. And yes, there Amy is totally right. You can in fact contribute to Docs.
Yeah. Right. You always forget. People just the other day someone was like, "Oh yeah, you're good now." Someone was like, "Oh, you know, some things with notifications," and I sent it off to the App Center team. They're like, you can just edit the docs right there. And I was like, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I always forget that I can hit that edit button. So boom, good to go. All right, well, I think it's time. Blog post done. Community PRs done. We have so much to talk about. Now it's time for Mr. Alex Corrado himself. How's it going, buddy? Talk about that hot reload. We're ready. It's all you. It's all you all the time.
All right. Well, hello. I'm super excited to talk about Hot Reload today. So we have a couple slides. I'm just going to sort of give like a high level overview first, and then we can go into like a demo. So first off, I just want to point out like, David was sort of giving that great update about the Xamarin Forms changes. He was mentioning the community Hot Reload plugin by Andre. And I just want to make it clear, just so there's no confusion, that what I'm going to talk about now is entirely different. Andre's Hot Reload is awesome. But what we're doing now is, if you've been around the Xamarin community for a while, you probably remember the likes of Live Player and Live Reload. And so our Hot Reload is sort of like a culmination slash evolution of our past work there. And really, so this time around, there we go. this time around, we really wanted to focus on having it just work. So the main thing is that, there's no NuGets to install, no changes to your code that you need to do, no ports to forward. You just hit debug on your Xamarin Forms app, and whether it's running on iOS or Android, on simulator, emulator, or device, Hot Reload is going to be ready to go. So as soon as you make some changes to your XAML files and hit save, you'll just see those updates in real time. So that's the goal, at least. We're in early preview now, there might be some things still to iron out, but yeah, that's the goal. And the nice thing is that it's just running your app. So all of your data there is there. Your backend, all your app logic is running. So you're going to have like a full rich experience that works with all of your custom controls and third-party libraries, frameworks, and things that maybe the XAML previewer doesn't quite handle today. So that's the benefit of that. So basically, so how does it work? So when you hit debug, we basically piggyback over the debugger connection. And so, you know, when your app starts loading, we inject our hot reload assembly into your app, which is just going to sit there unnoticed in the background until you make a change to your XAML file. And as soon as you hit save, we connect to our agent that's running in your app, and then the agent takes care of updating the page. So today, we're sort of swapping out things at the view and page level. So what that means is that as long as, you know, if you're writing everything in XAML, then it theoretically should just work. But there might be cases where you've done some stuff in code, and you might lose some view state regarding that. So that's still something that we're working on, and on our roadmap already. Before we're out of preview, we're working to move towards a more incremental approach that should preserve most of your state and pretty much be transparent, hopefully. So that's the goal. What have we here? Ah, yes, hot reload. This is the fire counterclockwise. This is the emoji.
Yeah. What are the official emojis? Because I've seen a few different iterations, but
yes, it is fire counterclockwise arrows. And the reason we do counterclockwise arrows is because it looks circular on iOS and macOS, and it is slightly thinner, but it's still somewhat circular on Windows and Android. And the other ones are vertical, which looks weird. So.
I had no idea you put that much thought into this.
I did. I tried a whole bunch of different arrow. I had two different arrows at once. It was a mess. So there we go.
Someone was asking what happens with, like, if you're using the linker in a debug build, which you should never do, but what if you were?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. So right now, it depends. First of all, you should never have link all in a debug build anyway, because that's going to interfere with the debugger. So I believe the default today is link SDK, and that works fine for most cases. So iOS simulators and Android emulator and device. It's just for iOS device right now, you need to disable your linker entirely, and that's sort of just a factor of the way the AOT is working. And we're still looking at that. So yeah, still preview, but
you know, the linker itself, when you use the linker, that's going to slow down your build times, because it has to link out your application, especially if you do all. So one recommendation, if you're in debug, has always been the default is don't link. Like, the only time you would ever want to link is if you want to, for some reason, test what the linker is doing. Right, that's kind of like my only thought. Maybe everyone else has different opinions here, but the only time that I've ever done it, like, we do linker on the Xamarin essential samples, because we want to make sure, since we want to optimize our library for it, then that it always works. But we pay a price because it's very slower builds because you're linking. But basically, if you're in debug, never link. Is that a fair representation from PM, the development side, Alex?
Yeah, like you said, it's going to slow down your build, and it's going to interfere with the debugger too, because those symbols are going to go away. But like you said, you absolutely should definitely test your app with the linker as well. It's just that, you know, you won't be able to really hot reload depending on if you're on iOS devices or Android.
Got it. The other question we had was, so we're doing it on save today. Has there been some sort of analysis of, you know, on save versus typing? I'm sure it's I have my own opinion.
So you're saying, like, maybe you should just do it as you type?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's something that we sort of on our list of things to think about. Right now, I think save is a good sort of compromise, and you know, you should be saving a lot anyway. It's sort of like as a way for you to control, like, okay, this is, you know, at a state where I think it's worth, you know, trying to reload. And we certainly, like, you know, we'll try, you know, if you're sort of halfway through typing and you hit save, you know, we'll recover in you know, sort of give you those red squigglies, like, hey, you have, you know, an error here. I don't know. I mean, we'll think about it. We'll see what people say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe there's also a plugin for Visual Studio right now that saves your file for you as you type. It's configurable. So if you really hate saving your file because you can't get into that Command S habit or Control S habit on Windows, you can use that. If your issue is that you want to try things before saving, That is an interesting thing, and definitely let me know. Let me know those cases.
Yeah, I would say from our research that we've done too, because it's very preferential of how you use it. But I would say that from our research of past products, making it on typing leads to greater dissatisfaction of the product and less stability of the product. And additionally, just how you're doing it. Like sometimes you want to build out an entire screen, and then every time you're doing that, it could be messing with your state. But it is very like preferential, like how you code and how you want to do it. It's kind of like tab versus spaces. But even that still, even offering something like that, we have found in research, at least sitting down and watching how people use the product, it becomes a worse experience. But we can always be convinced. Anyway, sorry to detract. I like to read what's going on. I have all three chat windows up right now, monitoring everything.
Well, I think that's a great conversation. So it's good to hear from people on these things. And obviously they're eager to have the experience.
Well,
so
I use like XAML Styler. Have you guys seen XAML Styler
at all? Yeah, I use it.
So XAML Styler also thanks Maddie for making the link there too. I appreciate that. I have used XAML Styler, and the default is to, it's funny enough that it's actually the other way around, but it is to format on save. And I turn that off because I want to right click format, because it's, every time I do it, I'm like, I'm typing right there and then it's changing stuff. So imagine me doing that, you know, in general, it becomes very, very complicated. But yeah, and yes, I can move closer to the microphone. I was getting all relaxed over here. So anyway, sorry to detract. Yeah.
Hello. Do you want to see a demo?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Woohoo!
So let me share my screen real quick. So I didn't know what to demo. So Dave was kind enough to suggest his awesome app Zappy, which is like a real tour de force sample of Xamarin Forms. There's a lot of cool stuff in here. And it's right up on GitHub. So I was able to pull it right down. So I just want to highlight, I've just cloned it. And you can see like there's no changes from what was on Git, well, except for that.
You have at least run it, right?
Oh, now there's no changes. Yeah, so I'm just going to run it straight out of GitHub, basically.
And while the chat, I see that's flying by again. Yes, the XAML previewer does work as you type. That works a little bit better because it's all inside the IDE. It doesn't have to go over the debugger. So if you send bad stuff over the debugger, it's going to be a little bit more annoying than just being able to change it right there inside of Visual Studio. But that's my comment there. It is a different behavior than that. So yeah, we're definitely monitoring it. All right, Zappy's up.
Cool. So so the page I wanted to show, that David selected, suggested showing, was the product detail scenario. And I like this because it's sort of like a real app. We have the data loading here right now. There's a lot of cool like effects going on, just a lot of stuff that, you know, you'd see in like a real life app. So first thing that's jumping out at me, just because I have bad eyes, is that the text on the buttons are a bit small. And I happen to notice right when I open here's the XAML file for this page, like right at the top here, we have some CSS that defines the button style. So I was just giving a shot, like, you know, if I just bump up the size there and then hit save. So you can see, so this could be like a real running app. So it would have to reload that data again. And again, like going back to this thing, you know, this is running your real app. And sometimes that's good. When you have a lot of stuff going on that you want to be able to, you know, factor into the state of your app while you're iterating. Sometimes you don't want that. And so that's, just to call out the previewer, the previewer is not going away. And it really shines in those cases where, you know, you want to sort of have like a more design time view. And you can see some in here, like there's the design time data. So that's the kind of thing that would work in the preview and not on hot reload. But for today, for us, I think I can just disable the is loading. And if you can do that, then go for it. Let's see. But as you can see, yeah, I bumped up the font size on the buttons and there it is. it's bigger. And you know, the rest of the app is still working, so you still have the stuff fading in and out. The data was still loading and everything. So let's see. What else can we play with here? I noticed that the this watch button here had a little star on it, but the other ones, like the add to cart, doesn't. Where is that? So that's here. And what's really cool is that it's actually like a, it looks like it's a font using the new font image source. So I like just went in and I could just like right click on this star and I can see the list of all the different ones. So I think that's a new feature, right? The XAML language service that lets you
it like, is, yeah.
definition.
Yeah.
So
the new XAML editor on VS Mac, which is now in stable.
So I could take like, let's see, like, I don't know which one of these would be the right icon. So this is like a case where, you know, I might experiment a bit. And so I'm just going to copy out this, button image source of that, this one. And let's see what happens. So let's try, we'll just try shopping bag. And as soon as I save it, once again, there it is, it reloads. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, that's not the right one. So it's easy to just go in now and I can just play with it. See what looks good. Shopping cart. So yeah, there we go, because it's add to cart, so that makes sense. Let's see, what else should we change here? I was really interested, like, this is such a well-designed app, and so I was really interested in sort of seeing how this works. And one thing that jumped out at me was that there's, like, these visual material, but there's, like, here it's, like, visual material, and, like, on the buttons it's visual default. So I was, like, I was curious, you know, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. So I was like playing around. So like, what happens if I remove the, you know, visual on the buttons? Like, what does that look like? Oops. So you can see like now they have the iOS drop shadow and they're all caps. So it's probably good. Like, probably good to leave it. But like, you can also like see like, oh, what's the difference if I remove that there? So. Same now, you see, okay, now that's the native iOS drop shadow being added back.
That hurts my eyes. Turn it back.
all right. Sorry. But yeah, I just wanted to highlight how easy it is to sort of experiment now with your app running.
Yeah, and you have, it's certainly coming through pretty strong here on the stream, that black flash that happens during the reload. That was something you added intentionally, right?
Yeah. Yes. So going back to sort of what I was saying before about how it's sort of swapping out the different elements on your page, one thing that came up as people were saying like that it might be good to rerun the code in there on appearing because like that state that they're setting up in code was not being preserved because we're swapping out the views entirely. So what we're doing now is we're calling on disappearing and then on appearing. And so in order to sort of like drive that point home, we're actually causing it to disappear and reappear. On the screen.
Yeah, I like that because sometimes when you're really just tweaking a minute detail, sometimes you're wondering, did it work? Did it not work? What happened?
Right, exactly. So that helps with that too.
How did you make it so it was a black screen? I didn't see it again, sorry.
Oh, you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
I'll put this back to like, let's see, something like that. So you see that fade out, fade in?
Oh, but you added that specific, oh, that fade animation. I see.
Right. So that's hot reload specific. But yeah, that's hot reload.
That's it. So
you make it sound so simple.
Well, that's the idea. The goal, if we're doing our job right, it should seem simple.
Now, how does it handle like if you mistype things or get things wrong just in general? Like how does, and like, you know, what if I'm using different resources and I type things wrong or I reference things incorrect, like what happens there?
Oh, that's a great question. So like, for instance, when I was trying to get rid of that initial like loading animation that was getting in the way of my reloading, I was like, oh, this looks like animation. I'm just going to delete this stuff. Mm. So I did that. And then when I saved it, I came down and I happened to notice down here, these are actually using those resources.
Oh.
And so you'll see if you can, there we go, that it actually gives you the error message when you mouse over the squiggles.
So kind of is it like ignoring it then? Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, so we try now to continue reloading. So even if I don't put that back and I still want to start changing some things, like I change this margin down or something. Theoretically, it should just keep reloading around that error. So, I mean, the idea is it's like, you know, you're running your app and we want to sort of free you to do whatever, you know, you need to do and not make you have to stop and rebuild.
Yeah, there's a couple other things to probably mention about this that are pretty awesome. It's using XAM animation library for all the animations, so that's a separate NuGet. It's using that loading from Steven, easy loading as well. It's using converters, value converters there for a lot of those translations and things, and you can go in there and tweak those parameters as well and see those things update. It's not a simple page. There's a lot of things going on here, and it works flawlessly. It's really nice.
I'm kind of like curious now to just see what kind of things I can tweak and have it do wacky things.
Yeah, you can mess it up pretty bad. The somebody was tweeting earlier today. I apologize, I don't have the name on the tip of my tongue, but this also apparently works with native forms. So forms embedding. Mm. If you're embedding this view into a Xamarin iOS or Xamarin Android app, you can still edit the XAML. It'll reload it. Of course, I've tried this myself, but native views. So if you're accessing the iOS or Android native assembly and doing like a UI label or a UI text field, et cetera, those will reload as well. So that's pretty awesome.
So we did have a question in the chat, a release date for all this stuff. So this is in private preview right now, aka.ms/xamlhot-reload, which you can sign up for and hopefully get it in the next couple weeks. So we're kind of rolling it out in waves. So, you know, slowly but surely. And then what we're going to do is we're going to ship it in public preview built right into Visual Studio. So the private preview you have to set up a little bit separately, but it will be part of a preview Visual Studio build to the public in the future. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but I don't have any dates to share at this moment. And then we're going to turn it off. We're going to let you turn it on. We're going to make sure it's still good once it's built in. When everyone thinks it's ready to go, when we get feedback from all of you, and you all think it's a tool that you could use every day with no issues, we will start to just turn it on by default, give you the option to turn it off if you don't want to. But it will all be right there in Visual Studio. It should just work. We're going to make it part of our getting started guides. It's just going to be the thing that you do, excuse me, when you build your Xamarin UIs now. So, like I said, sooner rather than later, if you look at the landing page, it says 2019. So that gives you a window of time that is like less than infinite.
We try hard to give lots of hints, right? But without, we don't have the freedom to tell you exactly when we're thinking. So.
Oh, geez. Yeah, awesome. It's true. There is a cadence in which Visual Studio updates. That's usually an indication of when things happen. There's usually events that happen throughout the year.
Yes. Oh, yes. Some of it.
Yeah, one thing I know would be interesting to talk about, too, is, like, Alex, is, you know, you've put this out right now. It's been out for a few weeks, and, you know, you're starting to get a lot of feedback from, you know, our developers using the product. Like, what has that, you know, cycle been like? When people start getting even the public preview, like, what kind of feedback you're hearing, but how do you work with, you know, we don't have everybody's source code to test it on. It's like, how is the team working there? Like, what's the inside story of how to best work with the development community?
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting a lot of great feedback so far, which is awesome. And so we're trying really hard to, you know, be receptive and responsive to people. We've had calls with people where they showed us, they walked us through, you know, what issues they were having, and I mean, it's been really great, and it's been really helpful because people are doing all sorts of different things in their apps, and, you know, some things that we never even imagined. So it's really cool to see, and I'm glad that we're having a chance to address those issues now.
Is the feedback button inside of Visual Studio, is that provide enough context? Like, if someone has an issue or something like that, or like, what's the best way to get, are there special logs for Hot Reload on the machine that, you know, people can send in?
So now we're basically putting all our logs into the Xamarin IDE logs. So yeah, everything, when you click that report problem, we're going to get everything we need, hopefully, to look at that.
Very cool. All right.
Yep. Screenshots, videos, copy pasting, whatever pops up in your Outlook output window for now. As long as you can share it with us, and you can share things internally with Microsoft as well. So if you have proprietary things that you need to file a bug on, and it's too complicated to make like a sample repro simple case, you can share things so that we're the only people who can see them, and we don't share them. So
we had some questions around, I guess, Mac and PC versions of Visual Studio.
Yes, so it will work on both IDEs, Visual Studio 2019 for Mac and 2019 for Windows. It'll be built in for all versions, community, professional, enterprise. No worries about that. It should work with all your custom controls. So if you have a license for things like Telerik or Syncfusion or any of those things, it should work totally fine with that as well. So don't worry. Everything's going to be great. And just keep your eye on the blog, and we'll tell you when you can use it.
Cool. All right. Anything else from anyone? I'm just looking at the chat. I'm responding to Daniel in here.
So we should post the Xamarin UI July link because I know they're getting started soon. And raid them, James, if we can. I saw that one.
Maddie's all about the raid.
I don't know who owns this account. So it's Visual Studio. It's not just us.
Yeah. I don't even think I'm logged into the right account. So cool. All right. I think it's going to do it for the community standard. We put all of these on YouTube, so they'll be archived there. So if you're already on YouTube, you can scrub back through, see everything. Alex, thank you for joining us and showing off and walking through some of the complex parts of it.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been great. Yeah.
Awesome. Woo! All right, everyone, well, feel free to hang around more. I don't know where and what account people are going to next.
But, it's on JF Versluis.
Post
that. I'll copy it. I'll paste it.
Let's see. Why does David get link access and not me?
I already modded you, Maddie.
Yay, thanks.
There you go. That's how we do it. All right. Actually, yeah, I'm not even signed in, so that's great. All right, cool. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in. Of course, we do this on Tuesdays and Thursdays. ASP.NET on Tuesday. On Thursdays, we have Xamarin, Languages and Runtime, Visual Studio, and Desktop. So be sure to check out and subscribe to the .NET Foundation, the Xamarin YouTube, and the Visual Studio Twitch, all the different accounts. Literally, if it says Visual Studio, Xamarin, or .NET, just hit that subscribe, like, smash that button, do all the things. Click. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Everyone have an amazing day wherever you're at in the entire world. We all love every single one of you.
We do.